His brothers, however, took Peter's quiet ways as a sign that he wasn't too bright, and they let him know it. They called him all sorts of names besides humbug. Of course, they did it out of the king's hearing, and Peter never said anything about it to his father. Peter stayed as far away from his brothers as he could. Living in a sumptuous castle with many rooms and lots of land around it made it a little easier. Still, whenever he did have to spend time with them, Peter was even quieter than usual. And that just encouraged them to think of him as an even greater fool. On this day, though, the king had everyone's attention as he presented his problem. It seems there was a heavy chain all around the castle to keep people from driving their carts into the courtyard. The chain was so old that it was beginning to break in places, and it was getting harder and harder to fix. So the king said to his sons, "You are to find a new chain for the courtyard. You must return in a year and a day from today. Whoever brings the longest and best chain will be the next king." Harold set out immediately. Carl, of course, was right behind him. Each one was sure that he would not only solve the problem, but do it better than his brother. Peter did not leave right away, and he was thinking that maybe he wouldn't set out at all. For by now, he was sure that he was as much of a fool as his brothers said he was. Besides, one of them would win anyway, so why should he even try? The king, though, said to him, "Go, son, you must at least try to do your best." Peter was glad to hear that his father, at least, had confidence in him. So he got himself ready and set out on his horse.